Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It's another one of those long ones, so be seated. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Judeans were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to the other disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Judeans had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when Mary heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Judeans, who were with her in the house consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Judeans who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Judeans said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, Already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When Jesus had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. Many of the Judeans, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus. A certain man was ill. So our story begins. Well, immediately we learn that the man's name is Lazarus. But at first, could be anyone, a certain man. Could it be you? Ill? Unto death? A certain man. Could it be me? Ill unto death? A certain man. William. A certain man was ill unto death, but death will not hold this man whom Jesus loves. But curiously, the story is not only, or even mostly, about this certain man. It's all about the two women, Mary and Martha, who in their conversation also will be called and raised to new life. They come to Jesus hoping what any of us would hope, that their brother had not died. In Jesus' conversation with Martha, he expands her understanding of the promised life of God. I never thought so much about this, but Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, eternal life and life now. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus is not only the resurrection on the last day, as Martha says, but Jesus is the life now. The raising of Lazarus is a promise to certain men and certain women, to all men and all women, that the bonds of death will not hold us. But it is also the promise of new life, that promised resurrection at work in our lives now. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. It is important for all to listen to Jesus, to hear his voice, to trust his word. Lazarus says nothing in the whole of this story, which took a long time. He says nothing after he was raised. But it is eminently clear that he listened. Lazarus, come out. And so in faith, he did. So in faith, we will hear our names. Certain men, certain women, you, me. But the women also listened and were themselves called out of the bonds of fear and anger, loss, out of the bonds of death, called to life now. Jesus' public life begins with a wedding, the wedding at Cana, and now ends with a funeral here at Bethany. At both, he is there in relationship with his friends, with those he cares for, and with strangers even, those he's meeting, those who are in need. He's there to bring help and hope, to bring life and joy to those whom he loves. He brings life at the beginning of our journey life and hope at the ending. In between, Jesus heals, he feeds, he welcomes the excluded, he calls those in darkness into light. For this he was sent. For this he asks us to trust. For those he brings life, for certain women, for certain men, for you, for me. Jesus was sent to give life. It is in the giving of life that will cause his death. It is the raising of Lazarus, you'll note as you read through this story, and the giving of life to Mary and Martha, the giving to life to all whom he encountered along his ministry, that propels the forces of death into determined action that has been all along threatening. If you read through the Gospel of John, people are always picking up stones. They want to stone him, or he's always asking, why do you want to kill me? It's a motif throughout. So that in giving life, Jesus is always bearing our death in all the ways that we don't give life, as which we confessed this morning, things we have done or things we have failed to do. But throughout, Jesus stays in conversation. Conversation of forgiveness, conversation of promise, conversation of calling. So in faith, in trust, trust in the promise and hope of the resurrection, by abiding in God through Christ Jesus, Jesus himself is calling us by name to live, to follow him in ourselves, giving life as we were sent also to do, to welcome all and care for all, to feed, to heal, to call one another friends, even as he has called us all friends, to love our neighbor, to live in spirit and truth. Brothers and sisters, come out, be the resurrection. Amen.